third.
Okay.
Okay, if we can begin. Is Center Rest here?
Yeah, she's right there.
No.
Oh, that's Center Rest. Okay.
That's Center Rest.
Center Rest, House File 1048. Senator Betzel, is there a...
Mr. Chair, there's a lot of noise going around the room right now.
Yeah, let's... Senator Betzel, is there a division report on this?
Mr. Chair, there is. However, it was to Senate File 887. This is the House file. I don't know if we have to have an amendment to the House file now or just adopt. Proceed.
Mr. Watson?
We have the House file, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, the House file and the Senate file, as it came out of division, are identical.
So
they're also identical with the provision that was included as part of Senator Betzold's state government omnibus bill. So we don't have a problem of difference of language, and the House language is perfectly fine, I believe.
Okay, so if I move the division report, even though it's to Senate file 887, that'd be appropriate?
No, Mr. Chairman.
No,
Senator,
it's a House file.
We're working on the House file.
Okay, so we don't need the division report. Gotcha.
Okay, Senator Rest.
Mr. Chairman and members, House File 1048 is the governor's initiative, which abolishes the Department of Employee Relations as of June 1st, 2008. Mr. Chairman and Senator Betzold, the one thing I was trying to recall was whether, Mr. Chairman, I can hardly hear myself.
Okay, tell it if there are people. All right, Senator Rest.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, Senator Betzold, did we have the date in the budget bill at January 1st, or did we leave it at June 1st? I couldn't recall when I was looking through the language this morning.
Yeah, Mr. Chair and Senator Rest, we forwarded the Senate file to the Finance Committee with the effective date of July 1st of 2009. Subsequently, in the Budget Division, we moved the date back to January 1st of 2009 to try to capture some extra savings. Doer and Department of Admin then told us that they could still make the savings work, but they needed it to be at July 1st of 2009. So in the Finance Committee, we amended that into the bill, and that's how the bill passed. The budget bill passed the Senate with July 1st of 2009. But this bill had already gone to the Finance Committee with the July 1st date, and that is the way that the Department of Admin and Doer preferred it to be.
So it's June 30th is what I read the bill, not July 1st.
Or July 1st. It's. Right, June, yeah, yes.
June 30th,
yes.
So the end of the fiscal year rather than ending the first day of the next fiscal year. Sometimes that ends up making a difference.
Actually, it's, Mr. Chair, it's abolished as of June 1st of 2008. We initially put the budget bill as January 1st, 2008, but your bill says June 1st of 2008, so.
June 1st of 2008.
Correct.
Okay. And what it does is then transfer the department's duties, the non-specific duties, to the Commissioner of Finance. It transfers other duties, the workers' comp functions, to the administration department, and it the health care purchasing duties to the Department of Health. Everything else, again, is the duties are transferred to the Department of Finance. Section 2 is a section that was added in the Committee of Origin for worker protection, and then Section 3 were our instructions to the revisor to make the necessary changes throughout the statutes to indicate that the department is being this is a an initiative to the from the governor's office and has been heard without controversy.
Mr.
Chairman.
And Senator Betzold, I believe you're carrying a savings in your bill reflecting this legislation.
Mr. Chair, yes. I think about $500,000. The original fiscal note only showed the savings of one position being eliminated, and that was the Commissioner of Dewar being eliminated. That's all the fiscal note showed. We assume, though, that there were going to be more positions because there are. They promised to protect some of the classified workers, and so one way or the other, they're going to be retained. There were a couple of other positions that we assumed were going to be eliminated, along with that. Dewar agreed with that, and so I believe it was $500,000, and that's being carried within the state government budget bill.
And that would be positions like what, deputy commissioner or public,
yes,
public
yeah,
information
I,
or
Mr. Chair, I think we identified three positions in addition to the commissioner, which would likely not be needed as part of the merger. And as I said, they agreed that we could capture those savings as part of it. I don't know whether those people are actually going to go away, but they said that we could assume that those savings, and those are part of the state government budget bill that passed.
Mr. Chairman, the original fiscal note that Senator Betzel referred to showing the compensation benefits for the commissioner's elimination of that position was from the department on February 26 was $139,000. So the savings, regardless, are at least that.
Other questions for Senator Rest? Discussion, debate, motions?
Mr. Chair, I'll move that House File 1048 be recommended to pass.
Okay, we have Senator Betzold's motion in front of us. Is there further discussion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Fischbach. Senator Fischbach, Senate File 445. Senator Berglund, is there a...
Yes, I'll move the division report.
Okay. Yeah, we have Senator Berglund's motion in front of us. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Senator Fischbach.
Mr. Chair, we do have the A9 amendment that that council has put together. And I don't know if I had the A7, but the A9 is now the one that we need.
It's in the package. It's we have it in front of us.
Yeah. Okay.
So you'd like to have this adopted as a delete everything amendment?
Sir.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move that.
Senator Berglund.
Mr. Chairman, this is not the first hearing on this bill, so, Senator, I think you should explain the amendment.
Yeah. Mr. Chair, Senator Berglund, basically what this does is it takes the continuing ed requirements out. It removes the requirement for the department to issue a certificate, and then it adds the on the last page it adds the money from the special revenue fund, and the department can explain the appropriation issue and the fiscal note if we need to. So Mr. Chair, Senator Berglund, we've been trying to clean it up so that the fiscal issues are cleaned up, and that reflects the amendment reflects that.
Senator Berglund.
Senator Fischbach, that is what the division is for.
And Mr. Chair, Senator Berglund, I thought that we had handled a lot of it in your division, and this was brought to me by counsel.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Berglund.
Senator Fischbach, we have the same counsel for the division on this bill as we do for the full committee.
Mr. Chair, Senator Berglund, maybe we should ask counsel to explain.
Senator Berglund,
this is not Mr. Chairman.
Senator Berglund.
Mr. Chairman and Senator Fischbach, the explanation I have just received is that there was miscommunication between the people supporting this bill and the department. So that what happened in the division was not what you intended to have happen.
Mr. Chair, Senator Berglund, we made an effort in division, so I guess if there was miscommunication and it needed to be fixed, I apologize for that. But to the best of my knowledge, we were making an attempt in division to correct it.
And we also probably have some confusion on the fiscal note. Mr. Mossman?
Well, Mr. Chair and members, as far as I'm aware, we don't actually have a completed fiscal note for the A7 amendment. I have looking at a worksheet that I received yesterday from the Department of Human Services, or Department of Health. So it hasn't been vetted yet through the Department of Finance process and signed off on a fiscal note, but I do have some information on that if the committee desires.
Senator Berglund.
Well, Mr. Chairman, if we don't even have a completed fiscal note on the bill, how can we act on the bill today?
Well, that's the question I've got.
Mr. Chairman, if the department is here, why don't we hear from the department and find out if we can get this done satisfactorily today?
Well, if there's somebody from the department, do you want to offer us some help as to where the department is with this, or?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I'm Linda Bremer from the Minnesota Department of Health. I'm sitting up here just because I wrote the fiscal notes. I've been writing fiscal notes depending on what the language directed us to do. And so there's a fiscal impact because this is a new activity for the health department. We currently do not review these applications for taking the X-ray exam.
So I think what I'm going to do, Sarah Berglund.
Mr. Chairman, this is not a department bill. So I think we should have a signed off fiscal note.
Mr. Chair, I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time hearing Senator Berglund, so I wasn't able to catch some of that.
Senator Berglund indicated, normally what we have with the bills in front of us is we'll have some kind of a fiscal note from finance that comports with the bill we have in front of us. Sometimes if there's no change, we can proceed, but if there's going to be some significant difference between the division and the full committee, it creates some problems. I guess, Senator Fischbach, what I'm tempted to do at this point is lay the bill over. We have other bills on the agenda. I don't know if this could be put together during the morning or if we might have to wait till a further day.
Mr. Chair, if it would be acceptable, I would be happy to take the division report if people are more comfortable with that.
Well, I think
we can forget about the A9.
Okay. I think... I'm going to guess Senator Berglund's concern. She can, is capable of speaking for herself. But if you want to revert, you know the legislation. You know what you're trying to accomplish. If you want to revert back to the division report as is in front of us, we could do that. Now, obviously, if we go to the floor and then attempt to do the same thing, and then we don't have a completed fiscal note, we run into the same problems on the floor. So it might be easier to take care of it here at some point. Senator Berglund?
Mr. Chairman and Senator Fischbach, if you're going to go with the division report, we cannot be having it be changed along the way. There is an omnibus licensing bill that's being put together in the House for the language only. The numbers for all special revenue changes are being carried in the omnibus bill. So, if this is going to even be able to be considered in the omnibus bill, this bill needs to be passed by this committee today because we are supposed to be trying to finish that bill up by Monday. If you change the language, it doesn't change the appropriation. Do you understand? So if you want to go with the division report, that's fine with me. But we can't be having it be changed later on.
Well, Mr. Chair, Senator Berglund, since the division report was what passed, why don't we just go ahead with that, if that makes people more comfortable? We were trying to make some improvements, and council brought this to me, so we can go with the division report.
So, Mr. Chairman, is the fiscal note that we have in the division, was it signed off then by finance? It was signed, the fiscal note that we had from the division was signed off by finance.
It should be in your folders.
Sarah Fishbach, I mean, as you can tell, I've been talking to Ms. Cavanaugh and others up here. You know, recognize what you'd like to accomplish, but if we're going to do it, we need to do it right. Let's lay the bill over. We have other bills on the agenda. We'll see what we can do this morning, see if we can bring it back. I don't think you have to, I mean, you can stick around with us if you'd like. But we'll try to see if we can't bring it back at the end of the agenda. Otherwise, we'll figure out something. We don't have other bills. We have a couple other bills in the committee. We weren't sure we were going to hear them. But my expectation is, members, that we'll have another small committee meeting to mop up some stuff. So let's lay it over, if that's okay. And if we're going to do it, make sure we do it right.
Thank you, Mr.
Okay.
Chair.
Mr.
Chair, if I understood what's happening on the floor today, we're going to have a lot of downtime because we're going to have to wait for the House to send the tax bill over that we have to vote on again. So we may have some time.
There are a lot of conflicts.
We've got conference committees going too, but you know.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Betzel, the House members have said it's going to be the wee hours of the morning before they pass us the tax bill. So I don't know if we're going to want to, Senator Pogramiller is going to want to stay till 2 or 3 a.m.
Might.
We can get the bill in conference committee Monday morning.
I'm just reporting what I heard yesterday.
Right. After
yeah.
Yesterday.
And Mr. Chair, regardless, we're going to have a floor session, and when it's over, I suppose if we have to mop up anything, we can still come back. I'd like to get the work done this morning, but I think we've got some time in later today.
Well, Senator Fishbach, let's, at least insofar as this bill is concerned, let's make sure if we're going to do it, we're going to do it right.
Thank you.
Okay, let's. We'll lay over Senate File 445. We'll go to Senate File 971, Senator Higgins.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move the division report.
Okay, we have the Berglund motion in front of us. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries. Sure. Senator Higgins.
I'll join the party.
Scared. Good morning, Mr. Chair. It was a long night.
You sound very enthused, Senator Higgins.
I'm sorry?
You sound very enthused.
Yeah. 971, is that the one that we're going to do? Mr. Chair, there is a division report. And
I moved it.
You moved it. I'm sorry. Mr.
I think
Chair,
we adopted it.
Yes, we did.
Oh, I didn't vote
okay.
Aye.
If the clerk will note, Senator Pappas voted for Senator Berglund's motion.
So it passed 2-1, 2-0.
With 2 abstain.
Mr. Chair, last summer we started getting complaints about from people whose prescriptions were no longer in the state formulary because the manufacturer did not sign a rebate agreement. And I think my original bill was a little far-reaching, and the division report now would specify that if a single-source drug used by 2% of the fee-for-service MA recipients is removed from the formulary because the manufacturer did not sign the rebate agreement, the people who... The practitioners need to notify or get notified that the the prescription will no longer be available. There are a lot of people for whom the exact prescriptions that they are getting is a very big deal. They are allergic to the binders. They are allergic to various parts of prescriptions, and when the drug that they have found works for them is no longer available, they sometimes will end up in the hospital. They will get very sick, and so this is just a way of notifying them that that prescription drug is going to be removed, and they're going to have to go back to their physician and do some work on trying to figure out what will work for them. I believe the way it was rewritten in division, it should have no cost, unless Senator Berglund knows otherwise.
We had a fiscal note of zero on it.
Okay. And Mr. Mossman's left for a minute to work on the other matter.
Mr. Chair.
Yeah, there is a fiscal note. We've not had fiscal notes, I don't think, distributed, but there is a note.
Mr. Chair, I can't hear you.
I'm going to say we have not had fiscal notes distributed, but there is. Mr. Mossman has a fiscal note that does indicate a zero impact. Senator Paraso, did...
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I was just wondering who now will notify, who will be notified, the doctor or the patient? Or is it the patient through the doctor?
Senator Berglund?
It would be the doctor that would be notified under the bill.
It would be the doctors, and then I think we make the assumption that they will notify the patients.
Mr. Chairman,
Senator Berglund.
Senator Paraso, it would just be a notice that would go out to all of the providers who participate in the Medicaid program as to which drugs are being removed from the formulary, and then, you know, they can follow up with their patients if they know a patient would need to have some change made. Obviously, they have to, you know, they have to then write new prescriptions for their patients, and if they know there's a patient that has a problem with switching the prescription, then they would be discussing that with their patient. I think that's the idea.
Okay, further discussion.
I'll move the bill.
Senator Berglund moves that Senate File 971 be recommended to pass. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed. Motion carries. Senator Higgins, I'm going to hold off for a minute on your next bill. I need Mr. Mossman here so we can discuss
it.
I was going to go to Senator Pappas, but...
Mr. Chairman, we're missing a fiscal note, too, and Ms. Kavanaugh is trying to track it down. We had one in division that was, you know, neutral in the general fund.
Yeah, I'm looking at a fiscal note that came in... I'm not sure when, but it talks about a general fund impact of $4 million.
No. There's none.
So...
No, we amended the
should
bill.
Should not have a fiscal note with the division report.
Well, that's why I need... But you're trying to... You indicated, Senator Pappas, that you're trying to work.
Ms. Kavanaugh, I think, is trying to find that fiscal note from the Health Department. We had it in division. We had made the bill revenue neutral in terms of the general fund. And I don't know. I don't seem to have it in my file either.
Okay. So we're going to hold off on that bill. And now I don't have an author on the next bill.
Mr. Lehman is just motion in the hallway. I did see Senator Murphy this morning already, so I know he's
okay.
There he is.
Senator Murphy?
Should be 13 and 5.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move the division report.
Senator Berglund moves.
Senate File 345.
Senator Berglund moves the division report on Senate File 345. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed. Motion carries. Senator Murphy.
Mr. Chair,
I do have one amendment that that was recommended by counsel, and Ms. Kavanaugh put this together after our discussion in finance, and that'd be the A11 amendment.
Chairman.
Senator Berglund.
If I could just ask a question while the amendment's being passed out. Does the amendment change the fiscal note?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Berglund, no. And I believe that Mr. Watson had a recommendation as to clean this amendment up a little bit.
Mr. Chairman, if you'll look in your packets, the A11 amendment should be there. You can find that.
We have a 45 amendment.
345 A11.
No.
See it in 11.
No.
Nope.
The memo we have division is report and SS0345 division.
Well, Senator Murphy, why don't you begin while we're waiting for preparation of the amendment?
All right, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, this is an amendment that, like I said, arose out of discussions that were made in Senator Berglund's committee. Lines 2 and 3...
Of what?
Lines 2 and 3 of the amendment just state that the practitioner who provides the written certification of the patient must be reviewed by the practitioner every 3 months. And that was to make this more consistent with what the practice is for dispensing other pharmaceutical drugs. Line 4 clarifies that the limits on the primary caregiver's reimbursement does not apply to registered organizations.
Sir Murphy, we don't have the amendment, so what I'm wondering is maybe you could begin discussion of the bill itself. And when the amendment, all we're doing is copying the amendment, and then we can revert back to the amendment if that's okay.
That's fine. Mr. Chairman, on that, you want to stick strictly with the fiscal note here. On the fiscal note, I think it's important to note that the first couple of years are going to be carried through the special revenue fund account, and Senator Berglund guaranteed us that there was enough money there to cover the differences between on those first couple of years between what the program will make on its fees and what will be spent. Once we reach year 4 of the program and out, the program would be bringing in about $1.4 million and spending a little over $1 million. So it actually, after year 4, the bill actually adds money back into the special revenue account.
Mr. Chairman, when we do new kinds of things like this, even licensing a new profession, the general rule of thumb is we look for the revenue raised by the fees in the bill to balance out over a 4-year period. Because oftentimes when you're, for example, if you're licensing a new profession, you just might not have very many licensees in the first year or two. This bill is balanced within $12,000 over a 4-year period, and we in the division felt that there are enough uncertainties about exactly how many of which kind of people that are licensed or charged fees under the bill there would be, so that was adequate. If the bill raises more revenue than is needed in the future, they could come back in and request fee reductions. If it doesn't raise enough, then there would be a request from the department for fee increases.
Mr. Mossman.
Mr. Chair and members, I'm assuming we're talking about Senate File 345. And if the division report has been adopted, I mean, I'm not sure.
Yes.
Is there a question?
Well, Senator Berglund,
I
was just
said that
reflecting.
We balance over 4 years within $12,000, which is a standard that we look at when we're creating new programs in the special revenue account.
So I just, Mr. Mazzan, I want confirmation from yourself if you've had a chance to review the fiscal note.
Mr. Chair, members, I have reviewed the fiscal note, and it is, I mean, as it summarizes on the front of the page, and I think Senator Berglund has been saying, the expenditures exceed the revenues in the first biennium, but then after that, the revenues begin to exceed the expenditures for the program. And so, I mean, if the committee is
There is money in the special revenue fund that carries programs like this during the startup period. There's a, even with what we did in our omnibus bill, there's like $3 million surplus in the special state revenue special revenue account. So I think we're okay.
Okay. All right. And Senator Murphy, we now have the A11 amendment distributed. So if you want to go, do you want to go back to the amendment?
Sure.
Where is it?
Mr. Chairman and members, I believe I was down on line four. We felt that it was important to clarify that language so that everyone knows clearly what the limits are on the primary caregiver's reimbursement. There was a quite a lengthy discussion in Senator Berglund's committee, and this clarifies that and took care of that situation. Lines 5 through 15 also clarify that the patient may designate up to two primary caregivers, one of which must be a registered organization, and for the registered organizations designated, the name and address of the registered organization must be submitted. And lines 16 through 25 specify that that registered organization cannot possess an amount of medicinal marijuana that exceeds 12 plants and 2.5 ounces of usable marijuana for each registered qualifying patient. And that's the amendment, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Watson had a suggestion to, and I don't see.
For commas.
Ms. Kavanaugh?
Mr. Chair and members, Mr. Watson's suggestion was on page, on line four, delete the two commas, and then on line six, change which to whom.
Okay. Have that written in.
On the amendment?
And I think it's written in on the one that actually was.
They're already
lines.
In.
Yes.
Yeah. Those
yeah.
changes are already made.
Yes.
Senator Murphy doesn't have that copy, so.
Okay. I'll make sure that those are engrossed in the.
Well, they're in the amendment that we have in front of us.
Okay. Well, then,
so
the amendment looks good.
All right. So Senator Murphy moves adoption of the A11 amendment. Mm-hmm. Is there further discussion on the amendment? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Senator Murphy.
Mr. Chairman, that's the fiscal portion of the bill.
Do you want to just,
I'd move the bill as amended.
Do you want to just offer a minute or so on what the bill intends to accomplish?
Mr. Chairman, this is a medicinal marijuana bill, and it's here. And we brought this issue up again this year to try to address some of the pain and discomfort of those individuals who are going through chemotherapy, glaucoma, a lot of debilitating diseases, as well as long-term pain patients. We've set the standard pretty high in this bill. I believe that probably 90% of law enforcement's issues have been addressed. Members, this bill's went through so many committees and so many different changes, I can't even remember them all, but I'll try to touch on a couple of the of the high points of the bill. It allows patients to have up to 2.5 ounces of usable medicinal marijuana. And as I said earlier, these are patients who are either have end-of-life issues or some other serious medical malady that other drug therapies have not been able to address. Some of the testimony we heard, and I think one of the most compelling was from a surgeon who had a patient, a young woman, and when he started treating her chemo, she weighed around 120 pounds, and during the chemo, she dropped down to right around 80 pounds. And if they continued chemo, she was going to die because she just couldn't eat. So he placed her on medicinal marijuana. She was able to... start eating again, continue to chemotherapy, and this young woman's cancer-free today. So there is definitely a positive outcome here. There's been a lot of negative things said about this bill, and even the fiscal note reflects what I feel are unsubstantiated fears. They base a fiscal note on the Oregon model, which has the most liberal of all laws in relation to medicinal marijuana. Of all the patients in the United States and the other states that allow this, Oregon has over half of the patients. Our law is much more restrictive. The fiscal note was written, like I said, towards the Oregon model. So I think that some of the assumptions that were made just because of that might be a little bit high. Mr. Chairman and members, that's kind of that's kind of the reason why the bill is here, is to try to help some of these people who are going through a pretty hard time. The Minnesota organizations that support this are the Minnesota Nurses Association, Minnesota Public Health Association, Minnesota AIDS Project, Minnesota Senior Federation, and the United Food and Commercial Workers. There's just a plethora of national organizations, including the United Methodist Church and United Church of Christ, several other churches like the Presbyterian Church. So, I mean, this everybody knows somebody who's been touched with one of the diseases that this could help mitigate some of the pain. Whether those patients decide to take this therapy or not is strictly up to them, but we want to make sure that they have the option.
Okay, thank you. Senator Berglund.
Mr. Chairman, this bill has gone through, as Senator Murphy says, quite a lot of changes since it was heard in the first committee, the Health and Housing Family Security Policy Committee. For example, the bill no longer allows individuals to grow plants in their own house. The marijuana would have to be grown by a grower who would be licensed by the Department of Health, and background checks would be done on those individuals, and they would not be allowed to sell to anyone except people who would be affected by this bill. So I think we took an hour and 45 minutes worth of testimony and discussion on this bill in the division to save you all from having to do that here today. I think there's a lot of probably debate that will take place about various aspects of the bill on the floor. I'm sort of trying to encourage people not to try to do that here today, but just to move the bill along based on the fiscal note, which is the job of the Finance Committee, to see if the aspects of the bill that cost money are going to be balanced.
And Senator Berglund, I would agree. I just wanted to at least get a little bit of a description of the bill for those of us who haven't heard it yet, and have Senator Murphy discuss the fiscal note as he has. Senator Pariseau.
Well, Mr. Chairman, thank you. I haven't heard any of this bill before, so I do have a couple questions. Senator Murphy, could you give us a clue as to how many patients you believe might take advantage of this in any given period of time, or how the building, and how do we prevent the non-legal marijuana movement around the state to go to these patients when they're hooked and need more or whatever? How does that get prevented by this bill?
Mr. Chairman and Senator Pariseau, I think the first question was how many patients do I believe would be?
Participate, right.
Well, the fiscal note says in fiscal year 11 it would be 7,000. And that would kind of be an ongoing number. I don't know. That might be a little bit high. It might be right on target, but we're definitely not looking at tens of thousands of patients. How's it going to be? There's a very complicated system of making sure that this product stays in the hands of those who are authorized to dispense it and use it. There's a couple sections on qualifying patients on page 3. On page 9, there's a large section in regards to the penalties. There's also a registry program that starts in section 4. These are identification cards that are going to have people's pictures on it. So if law enforcement would happen to pull somebody over and they have this medicinal marijuana on them or in their car, they'd be able to show the registry card, and the law enforcement agent would know right away that that's who it's supposed to be. I mean, you know, these registry cards are going to be kind of like a second driver's license, and they'll be a very secure piece of identification. And I don't think that, I really don't think that that's an issue.
Sarah Berglund.
Just to also answer Senator Pariseau's question, people can only get these cards if they have had a recommendation by a physician to that they meet one of the medical conditions in the bill, and that they have not been able to get relief from another source of medical therapy for at least 6 months. Mm-hmm. And then the physician can recommend that they could have one of these cards. And so in regard to the issue of addiction, I think we should be aware that many of these diseases, there are legal legend drugs that are very addictive also.
I'm aware of those, too.
that can be prescribed. And, you know, if people have been struggling with those drugs for 6 months, then, you know, they might want to try something that might be less addictive, actually, than those kind of things like OxyContin.
Okay, further questions for Senator Murphy? Senator Frederickson.
Chairman, Senator Murphy, I too have not heard this bill before, and I'm not very familiar with the issue. But I thought there was some conflict of doing this with federal law. Is this allowed under federal law?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Frederickson, the way that we have set this up, it'll meet the federal guideline muster. Like I said, there's other states that have done this. The federal law basically says that you can't prescribe this product. And what we're asking the doctors to do here and what other states have done is to say we recommend that you use this product. I know that's kind of splitting hairs, but it's worked in other states, and I'm sure it'll work here.
Further questions?
Mr. Chairman, I would move the bill as amended, though.
Okay. Senator Murphy moves that Senate File 345 as amended be recommended to pass. Is there further discussion on that motion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion carries. Thank you, Senator Murphy.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Committee members.
We've had one with members doing a million things and with staff doing a million things. We have a couple of problems with fiscal notes with their bills. We had the discussion with Senator Fischbach with her A9 amendment, and we need a little bit of further work with both Senator Higgins and Senator Pappas's bill. So what I'm going to do is lay those bills over. We will have another meeting, and I'm not sure when that will be, but we'll try to work with Senator Pappas, Senator Higgins, Senator Fischbach. I think, Angie, we might have another bill or two. And we'll have a meeting at whatever time.
So, meeting's over. So, happening already.
Yes.
Are you planning to recess to later today then? Or
no.
Oh, you're,
no, because I'm not sure what the schedule is like for everybody else. So sure. I think we'll have to, you know, if Senator Betzel, if it appears there's time, I might recall a meeting and we'll just have to reconstitute a quorum.
Okay.
But I hesitate to do that, have everybody come, and we're still not ready to go.
Yep.
All right. So appreciate it, and meeting's adjourned.
Thank you.